Because of the Lord's great love for us, we are not consumed. For his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And then verse 24 says this, I say to myself, the Lord is my portion. Therefore, I will wait for him. Whether you find yourself in a place of experiencing great fullness in his presence, or you find yourself in a place where you are waiting to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, it does not change the fact today that he is good, that the steadfast love of the Lord never changes, that his mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. And so this morning we come in faith, we come anchoring ourselves in him and in his truth and finding strength in him and in him alone. As we come, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Father, whether we find ourselves in a season of great abundance and celebration, or whether we find ourselves walking through a deep, dark valley, we are grateful that you never change. That because of your great love, Lord, we are not consumed. Your mercies are new every morning. Your compassion is extended to us. And we can say together today, you are our portion. We find our life in you. We find our hope in you. We find our rest in you. We find our comfort in you. And so, Father, whether we are in a season of celebration and joy or in a place that seems dark and confusing, oh God, we hold on to the fact that you are the same in all of those spaces. Would you meet us where we're at this day? We believe you are our portion. You are our provision for life and for godliness. Meet us today as provider. Our hope is in you. Our trust is in you. We stand in great faith in the steadfast love of the Lord that never ceases. May your mercy be poured out upon each one this day as we worship you. Oh God, we are here to turn our hearts to you. We trust that we will receive as we do, be glorified in this place. And as we do, oh Father, may your kingdom come. And may your perfect will that is done in heaven, may it be done here in our lives and in this place. For your glory we pray now and forevermore. And all God's people said together, amen. Amen.
Good morning. I invite you to stand. Join us in worship. Matthew 6:21 says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So may our hearts be fixed upon the Lord as our treasure this morning.
I search the world, but it couldn't fill me. Man's empty praise and treasures that fade are never enough. Then you came along and put me back together.
hang out on the song for a little bit longer. We're singing these words that there is nothing better than God, there is nothing better than Jesus. So think about the thing in this world that excites you the most, that really gets you all hyped up. Jesus is even better than that. And if we really believe that, our worship should reflect it. So when we go back to this bridge, you turn mourning into dancing. It turns bones into armies, seas into highways, graves into gardens. This should excite us. So may we praise him for that and worship him this morning as if he is the best thing ever, because he is.
You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. You're the only one who can. You turn mourning to dancing. You give beauty for ashes. You turn shame into glory. To him.
Great Jesus is, and because of all that he's done for us, we do owe all to him. So if we can just take a posture of surrender and submission to the Lord now, we're just going to leave space. If you feel led to pray out, you're welcome to, but really just focus your heart upon the Lord in this time. The altars are always open. I encourage you to take that step outside of your comfort zone, out in faith. Just giving it all to Jesus.
We bow our hearts, we bend our knees. Oh Spirit, come make us humble. We turn our eyes from evil things. Oh Lord, we cast down our idols. We bow. Seeks your face, oh.
This morning, Lord, we acknowledge our weakness before you. We acknowledge the temptations of this world, the temptations to look to other things for comfort, security, and satisfaction. But Lord, we ask this morning, in this very moment now, that you would transform our desires, that you would renew our minds, Lord, align our hearts with yours. Lord, as we stand sanctified before you because of your blood, Jesus, we know that you are still helping us to walk in that holiness. And so we ask for just a fresh encounter with you this morning, Lord, that would transform us more into your likeness. So Lord, come have your way in our midst, in our hearts, in our souls. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Leah and Isabel, for leading us in worship.